Murder bag? Hercules said. It holds his weapons, Mrs. J said. And they tell me that he also has a murder room in his house, though I've never seen it.
Now you're giving away all my secrets,
Matthias King said. And he never lets anyone inside his den of iniquity. That's what he calls it. Not even the housekeeper.
Oh, I might make an exception every now and then, he said, smiling at Herculia.
Herculia wasn't sure she wanted to go near anything called a den of iniquity. Iniquity, she knew, meant wickedness. She changed the subject. And is the weapon for your next book in your murder bag, Mr. King? Herculia asked. Mrs. J said,
No, he bought that last week. It's the golden...
Matthias King stopped her with a gesture.
Give them no clue. They will have to read the book.
The golden... whatever, Mrs. J finished lamely. Behind his back, she indicated something the size of a small bed.
That's just one possibility, Mrs. J. I always keep an open mind where my murder weapon is concerned.
And these young people may have fresh ideas.
Let's take a look, shall we?
He began to move through the aisle, his long hands fluttering over the items. A Statue of Liberty bank, a globe, a cigarette lighter in the shape of a pistol. He hesitated over the cigarette lighter and then picked up an oriental box and slid off the top.
Empty.
He showed it to Herculia. But this could be a trick box, and when you open it, a snake comes out and strikes. He passed his fingers over the box and placed it in her hand. She slid open the top. A cloth snake sprang out and touched her throat. She was startled, but she didn't flinch. But you've already used a snake, Herculia said quickly, handing him the snake and the box. You wouldn't want to repeat yourself.
Yes. I must not repeat myself,
Mrs. J said. Matthias was once a magician, so he can make you believe anything.
Now, Mrs. J, once again you are too kind.
He moved through the tables, picking up an object here, another there.
Ah, here's something. What is this meant to be, Mrs. J?
It holds back draperies. It's a silken rope. Matthias King picked it up and let it slip through his fingers.
I like this. It has a deadly feel to it. And the silk appeals to me. I am drawn to beautiful weapons.
He did a trick with the rope so that it seemed to stand up all by itself for a moment, and then coiled it gracefully into one hand. He moved backward, as if to give himself more room. His hands moved so quickly, so skillfully, that the three of them watched, as fascinated as if they were at a real magic show.
It could be used to tie a victim's hands.
He bound his own wrists so that he seemed to be caught in the golden rope.
But a skillful victim might break free. Or, let me see, the rope could be a noose.
And as he spoke, he swirled and tossed the rope over Meat's head and drew it back against his throat. The movement was so quick that Meat had no time to react, and, just as quickly, the golden rope slid across Meat's throat and disappeared into the folds of Matthias King's cape. The rope had barely brushed Meat's throat, and yet it left him unable to swallow. He knew if he tried, his throat would protest with a loud, unpleasant glunk, and everyone would know he had been afraid. He turned away, as if bored. At least, that was how he hoped he looked, and moved back out of the way. He was so upset, he was relieved to be able to locate the door. He started for it.
Wait. Wait!
Matthias King called after him.
Oh, I mean no harm. Please,
wait. Matthias King's voice had softened with remorse.
Come back.
Herculia could see from the set of Meat's shoulders that coming back was not an option.
We'd better go, she said.
Her throat felt sort of tight, too.
But I meant no harm. It was just a trick. Oh, dear, Mrs. J, I have run off your customers.
We didn't have any money, Herculia admitted.
At least take the box as a memento of the visit. Mrs. J, put this on my account.
He held out the oriental box to her, but she shook her head. No thanks. She could still feel the unpleasant tap of the trick snake against her throat.
Well, will you at least take my card?
Herculia paused. Mr. King reached into a pocket and brought out a packet of cards.
I have many cards, because I have been many things.
He began to shuffle through the cards.
Let's see. Matthias King, King of Magicians. Matthias King, King of Actors. Ah, here is the one I want you to have.
Herculia took the card and read the inscription. Matthias King, King of Murder.